This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. And today we're talking with Dr. Michael Beaulieu, Chief Medical Officer at Helen Newberry Joy. And Doctor, there seems to be a lot of confusion as to what can and can't be done in treating coronavirus patients.
On television, we hear about all kinds of super treatments that the president and other people get. And the vast majority of those are still experimental and aren't available to the general public. So I'd like to take some time to just talk briefly about what treatment of COVID involves these days. And of course, as always, I'll preface this by saying we may wake up tomorrow to a new headline and we may find that there's more treatment out there and everything that I said today is obsolete. That's been an interesting thing about this COVID situation is how the facts and the protocols and the testing and everything changes day by day. We've had several in our community who have tested positive and had symptoms of the COVID virus. Fortunately, the vast majority of people who get infected with this will only have mild symptoms, or they might even have no symptoms at all. You come to our hospital and we test you and we find that you have COVID. If you have mild symptoms, most likely you're going to be instructed by your healthcare provider to quarantine at home and just rest and let the illness run its course. Kind of if you have the common cold. Not a whole lot you can do, it just takes some time. And for those people, we recommend what we call symptomatic treatment, such as if you have fever, take a Tylenol. If you have a headache, take ibuprofen or whatever your favorite is. Some viruses have specific treatments that we can give to make it go away faster. If somebody has influenza, I can give them Tamiflu, and that will shorten the course of the illness and get them better faster. If you have strep throat, I can give you penicillin, and your strep throat is going to get better faster, and you'll be less contagious faster. So far for the coronavirus, we don't have any treatments like that. There are a couple things out there that are used to treat the severely ill. Some of it you may have heard of on the news. Remdesivir is one medication. Dexamethasone is another. There were medicines that have been tested and found that, unfortunately, they didn't help as much as we thought they would, such as hydroxychloroquine or azithromycin. But even the medicines that are available in a limited fashion, such as the remdesivir, we find that for people with mild or even moderate symptoms, it doesn't get them better any faster, and it may cause some pretty serious side effects. So we're only using those medications for people who are seriously ill. And by seriously ill, I mean you're so ill that you've been hospitalized, you're on a ventilator now. And so those are the where we're using those medications.
Is remdesivir available?
We do not have remdesivir for a couple of reasons. One, it's available only in a very limited supply, and control over that drug is entirely being monitored by the CDC and government, and they're making sure it goes to the places where they need it very badly. We're still fortunate enough to be one of the three lowest counties in the state for COVID, and if somebody gets sick enough that they need remdesivir, they're probably sick enough that we're actually transferring them to another facility where they can get ventilator treatment and some of the other treatment they need. We do have dexamethasone here. That's a drug that's been around for years and years. It's inexpensive and readily available, so we do stock some of that here. And we have had a couple of people that we've admitted to our hospital here and treated with it. For somebody who has mild symptoms and says, hey, should I take some dexamethasone so I get better faster? No, we don't recommend it for that person. It's more likely to cause side effects than it is to make anybody get better.
Well, and most people who do get the virus show improvement in a few days.
We've had instances now where somebody was diagnosed, and here it is a week later, and they may call and say, hey, doc, I don't feel any better than I did a week ago. And I'll ask them, well, do you feel worse? And they say, no, I'm about the same, but I just thought I'd feel better by now. Is there something you should give me? And unfortunately, the answer is still, no, there's really not anything we can do. You just have to give it more time.
So treat symptoms, and in most cases, the virus runs its course.
I have a friend who's going on his third week of staying home and really hoped he'd felt better by now, but there's no rushing it.
Thank you, Dr. Michael Beaulieu, Chief Medical Officer at Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center.